What is that? Shank?
Shank? The shank of your leg?
Yeah.
Now, what about the back part of your thighs? Like, if somebody is squatting down, you might say you're squatting down on your...
Haunches.
Haunches. Now, if somebody's been sick for a while, and he's up now, but he looks kind of, still looks kind of...
Swarthy, pale or...
Pale. Did they ever say peaked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would that mean? Does that mean...
That means just thin and colorless.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Peaked.
Now, a person that can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's really...
Robust.
And if a person is very big and has big muscles, you'd say he is...
A giant.
And, now, you might say, if you called a person stout, what would you mean?
Strong.
Strong?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a person who is very easy to get along with, you'd say they're really...
Meek. Or, smooth-tempered.
And if you were talking about... Especially a teenage boy that's all arms and legs and bumping into things.
Gangling.
Now, a person who keeps on doing silly things, you'd say, well, that person acts like a...
Idiot.
Now, have you ever heard people say you were not supposed to use the word fool?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they would say that you were not supposed to call a person a fool.
Ignorant or a softer word than that is unbalanced.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Oh, now a person who will never spend a cent of money.
Oh, a miser.
A miser?
Stingy old cuss. I've heard that. That's a stingy old cuss.
Have you ever heard him call him a tightwad?
Yeah.
Would that be the same
thing? Yeah, same thing.
Now, would you ever use the word common in talking about a person? You say that person is a common...
Yeah, I've heard that, but I think that's about a thing of the past.
Uh-huh.
They used to say, well, he's such a common person. Instead of that today, they say he's humble. Or,
I see. It meant...
Yeah.
Humble.
And smooth-tempered.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, if you were talking about... Say, an old man who's still very strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you'd say, well, he's really...
Young man? Youthful?
You might say that, youthful. Would they ever use the word spry?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. He's a spry old fellow.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh. Now, what about if you were talking about a young person who just can't be still, you'd say...
Got the fidgets.
Now, if you were